From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says 755 American diplomats in the country must leave. The move is in retaliation for new sanctions Washington is imposing on Moscow for its meddling in the 2016 election to help President Trump win the White House. Putin told a Russian television network more than 1,000 people were working and are still working at the U.S. embassy and consulates, and 755 of them must stop their activities in Russia. Moscow said the expulsion of hundreds of U.S. diplomats by September 1st would leave both of the countries with the same number of diplomats in those countries. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Estonia for talks on military support, beginning a tour of three Baltic members of NATO.
Well, the president's made it very clear that Russia's destabilizing activities, its support for rogue regimes, its activities in Ukraine are unacceptable. And the president made it very clear that very soon he will sign the sanctions from the Congress of the United States to reinforce that. But at the same time, as we make our intentions clear that we expect Russian behavior to change, the president and I remain very hopeful that we'll see different behavior by the Russian government with regard to Ukraine, with regard to supporting rogue regimes in Iran and in North Korea.
Pence's tour comes amid requests from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for U.S. military support in the face of Russian expansionism. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. At least 18 African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush in the lower Shabelle region by al-Shabaab militants. The report, according to officials and security sources who spoke to VOA Somali, the attack near Golwayn village, 120 kilometers south of Mogadishu, targeted a supply convoy of 24 vehicles near the town of Bulu Marer. And at least 10 people were killed and 15 others wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack Sunday, in the Somali capital. The car that exploded was in a line of vehicles on Mogadishu's biggest street. The VOA Somali service reporter who went to the scene said the car was stuck in traffic due to an intensive stop and search operations by security forces. The bomber then detonated the car filled with explosives. A security service source said it's believed the ultimate destination for the car used in the attack may have been Parliament, where lawmakers were discussing ongoing constitutional reviews. Most of the victims were shoppers caught in the explosion as they came out of the supermarket next to the road. Despite stern warnings against protests from Venezuela's government, violence broke out on the streets of Caracas Sunday as the country voted on a controversial measure for an all-powerful constitutional assembly. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said anyone defying a ban on protests during the historic vote risks being sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters in one of many skirmishes around the capital Sunday. Maduro cast the first ballot in a controversial vote early Sunday before polls opened throughout the country. The Trump administration has already enforced economic sanctions on a number of high-ranking members of Maduro's administration, and a number of American leaders have expressed their support for the citizens of Venezuela. The United States and the United Nations have said they are deeply concerned about the situation in the South American country. And an Israeli military court has rejected a soldier's appeal after he was sentenced to 18 months in prison for killing a Palestinian. 20-year-old Elor Azaria was convicted of manslaughter in January for fatally shooting an incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the West Bank nearly a year ago. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tweeted on Sunday he would recommend a pardon for Azaria. There's more on these and other developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.